Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello and happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those guests who are in the Los Angeles area who would like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all those right here in the absolutely beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kina will be in the chat room. And she got that opened up so you can log in and, you know, make any comments, listen in on the show. And I will be logging into the chat room after the show is complete. So today's episode is, what is your zombie plan? Yes, that's right. We're talking zombies. Although, maybe not in the Hollywood sense. In fact, I can probably say certainly not in the Hollywood sense. And you may be wondering how on earth wellness, balance, empowerment, and all those wonderful spiritual things could be in any way related to a zombie plan. And no, I have not been watching too much television. And for those of you who do know me, you know that I'm actually almost phobic about zombies. Yes, I admit to it. I'll own it. When I was very young, my older brother was watching Night of the Living Dead. I mean, the old classic one, black and white, everything. And so I was watching it, and I had horrible nightmares that night. So after that, I really developed this very intense thing against all things zombie. You know, it's like, oh my God, it would actually create anxiety in me. So I developed zombie plans. And if you look on the United States FEMA website and if you search zombie plan, even they've got one. So my feeling was that, okay, if I had a plan, then I didn't have to be afraid. If I had a way to manage it, and I think to date I have something like 23 zombie plans. But what I'm getting to, and don't worry, we're circling the airport, but we're going to bring it in, looking at zombies to represent old dead issues are not staying underground or are not staying put. And when an old dead issue rises up and starts wandering around, wreaking havoc, then there's a problem. And the more old, dead issues that come crawling back up, the bigger the problem becomes. So when we consider what are some of the old, dead issues, what is it that we think, well, gee, you know, that's put to rest? How about an old argument with someone? How about an old hurt that everybody says, oh, you know, we're over it, we're over it. You know, I'm done, I'm past it, no problem. And yet, none of that's true. And that little nagging hurt begins to grow and grow and grow with every single little hurt that gets added to it. A similar thing happens, and then all of a sudden, you know, up through the soil comes that old, supposedly dead issue, but it is now undead. And it is not quite so easy to deal with. So when you look at your zombie plan, the first part of a zombie plan is acknowledging that the zombie is there. The first part of your spiritual, emotional zombie plan is recognizing that the event that happened, whatever was the triggering piece, that it is still there. It will always be there. It's sort of like an old scar. from a wound that happened a long time ago. The wound healed, but there will always be that bit of a scar. And it's not that it's good. It's not that it's bad. It simply is. And when we acknowledge that an old hurt or an old issue is there, that it comes up at particular times, that certain things can trigger it to rise up from the grave, that's the first part in being able to manage it. That is the first part of the zombie plan. Okay, this thing is there, and I see it, and I recognize it, and I acknowledge it. Now, the next part of the zombie plan is, how do I get rid of it? How do I send it right back where it came from? Or is this the point that I need to just say, okay, the zombie is there, the zombie exists, I've got to deal with it. See, there's a few different ways you can, you know, in the movies, it's like, okay, shoot the zombie in the head or whatever. But will the zombie stay gone if that's all you do? No. In all the movies, what is it that they always do? You burn the zombie bodies, okay? Which pretty much I think all of the movies would go that way. And, you know, that's how you prevent it from happening in the future. Now let's take a look at that. What does fire do? Fire transforms. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It simply changes form. And if you think of these, you know, undead issues as energy, it cannot be destroyed, but it can be transformed. And the symbolic ass burning it away, that just means that you're breaking it down to its elements to the point where those elements are no longer an issue, where they're no longer a problem. And, yeah, it's just really interesting because when I spoke to a couple of people about today's show and they said, seriously, zombies, really? And, yes, it's kind of a humorous, silly way of coming around to actually what is a very, very serious subject. There are a lot of people with a lot of relationships that are suffering, that don't have the closeness that they could have because of these undead issues. And the hardest part is moving past the piece where everybody wants to pretend like the issue is no longer an issue. Maybe it was a childhood issue. Maybe it was something that happened fairly recently. The question becomes, is there a time clock on an issue? Is there a time clock on a hurt? Is there a statute of limitations on it? Well, that happened when we were kids, so, you know, it is just irrelevant now. Just get over it. It was years ago. That's a lot easier said than done, because sometimes these undead issues, they're pretty deeply entrenched. And what is the other thing about zombies is if somebody is bitten by a zombie, then that individual can become a zombie themselves. So the idea that these issues can actually spread their influence on other situations. Maybe it's a situation where it's a very innocent action or phrase or whatever, but because that little undead issue is right there, it infects this new issue, which suddenly, oh, well, that isn't just an innocent issue. They're doing an attack on me, or it's a dig at me, or it's suddenly the motive becomes very, you know, very harsh. And that can be a problem. It's, well, what did you mean by that? And maybe the person just made an innocent comment. But suddenly everything they say and everything they do is suspect. And that is a tough one to get around. Because the more that undead issue kicks in. The more that little zombie kind of comes up and starts infecting other aspects of the relationship, other aspects of the life, then next thing you know, you've got this whole horde of zombies roaming through on a rampage. What is one of the other things about zombies from the movies and stuff? It used to be, you know, the big joke that, you know, zombies eat brains. Well, guess what? These zombies do the same thing because they go after our ability to choose. These zombies, these undead issues, get into our brains and start eating away at our ability to look at things objectively, and they also take away our ability to think from the perspective of the other person. They also take away our ability to come from a place of empowerment, because then it's like always being on the defensive. So, what do we do? How do we decide what is the right zombie plan for us? And it may be that you've got different zombie plans for different little undead issues or for different people in your life. If you have a relationship that you value, and yet there's all these little, you know, spiritual zombies sapping away at it and creating havoc, maybe it means that you and this person need to really sit down and have a very honest discussion about what each of you are feeling. Give the zombie a name. Give the undead issue the light of day so that it can be worked with and it can be transformed. And maybe it does take admitting that you were wrong. Maybe it does mean giving someone else the space to admit they were wrong and accepting their apology. Now, sometimes this is impossible. Sometimes, you know, those little zombie thoughts are related to someone maybe who isn't in your life anymore. Maybe they passed on. Maybe they moved far away and there isn't an opportunity to reach that closure point with them. Does that mean that closure is not possible? Absolutely not. You can still have closure because the closure is more about you anyway. And the idea that there are so many things that have to be in place in order for you to move on, and unless those exact things are in place, you can't. Now, it may need to, you know, there may need to be some help, maybe some counseling. If you have an issue with someone who you can sit down with a counselor with and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. It would probably be best if it weren't a friend or somebody who's close to both of you. Usually it's best to have somebody totally objective who can say, okay, let's break this down to its most heartfelt components, the heart of it. You know, what is creating the undead issue? And in a lot of cases, it's just somebody's feelings got hurt and hurt really, really badly. And there was no resolution at that time. So therefore, the issue became undead. It became something that could crawl up at any time and is not really easy to let go of. And we can tell ourselves, nope, I've done my meditations, I've done all of my stuff, and I'm clearing, and I'm a spiritual person, and I'm filled with light, and you can still have zombies. Even with all of that, no matter how advanced someone is, no matter how much you've learned or how much you've trained, understand that we are still a part of the human condition, and we're going to get pissed off, and we're going to lose our tempers, and we're going to be angry. And sometimes those undead issues, those little, you know, mental zombies, they're of our own creation. We were the ones who brought it up. We are the ones that are nurturing them. We are the ones that are allowing them to eat our brains and take away our ability to make choices based on, you know, what is coming from our hearts as opposed to what's coming from our fear. So take a look at what are the zombies that you may have going on. What are some of those undead issues? And, you know, whenever I always kind of chuckle, you know, and think to myself whenever I hear somebody say, it's like, oh, well, they'll go on and on about something, and then they follow it with, well, but I'm totally over it. And it's like, really? Because for the last hour that you've been talking about this issue as if you were going through it at that time, you know, I mean, they're experiencing the whole thing again, and then they follow it with, well, but I'm totally over that. That's, I mean, it's a dead issue. Like, no, it's not. It's an undead issue. And it's going to keep crawling up out of the grave until you deal with it. Honestly deal with it. And, you know, it really is. And I don't say that with any thought that it is easy. I know from personal experience, honestly, I get it. I get how hard that can be. I get how much easier it is to just figure, well, I could always smack it with a shovel and pile more dirt on top of it. And you can see these huge mounds. It's like, well, let's just back up the dump truck, put on about, you know, 8 or 10 yards worth of soil on top of it, and maybe it won't crawl up through, and then we just go off. But eventually, it's going to crawl its way up. Because it's energy, and it wants to be expressed, and it is a part of us. We are light and shadow, and the sooner we acknowledge that shadow piece with us, within us, the better we're able to deal with it. It's like somebody standing in the middle of a burning house saying, it's not on fire, it's everything's fine, someone turned the thermostat down. I mean, that's a pretty extreme set of denial, but I've seen worse. And it saying that issue that obviously still affects you, that it's a dead issue, that it's not, you know, an issue for you anymore, when everything about you says it is, that's kind of like, you know, trying to stand in a burning room and saying that it's just the thermostat's too high. It's really hard when it's also someone you're dealing with, a loved one, and they're in that mode of, no, that doesn't bother me still. I'm totally past it. And yet everything that they do says that they're not. And it can create conflict when it's like, no, actually, I don't think you're over it. Yes, I am. Absolutely, I am. Unless they're ready to go there for themselves, you can't really take them there. What you can do is go, okay. And then you make a choice that, okay, do I still want to be around this person without resolving this? Maybe the answer is yes, maybe the answer is no. Maybe, you know, you guys can work around it in the discussion and just not mention it and agree to disagree, which is an option. Or do you stick to your guns and say, you know what, this relationship is of enough value to me that I would rather risk it breaking up over us arguing over this than to let this thing come back up and back up and back up over and over again. And sometimes you got to go a long way back. Sometimes it's back into childhood. And it's really hard sometimes to go back because it hurts so much. I mean, nobody likes being hurt. That is a you know, generally, you know, if we're emotional about something, it's not that, you know, people like to be emotionally hurt. It may be a survival tool. It may be that's all they know. Maybe if they don't feel that, they don't feel anything, or maybe there's some confusion as to the role that that hurt plays in their lives. But when you can take a look at those old, undead issues and say, okay, first, what is it that I need to do to take the power away from this? How can I get to the energy? How can I shift the energy on this and still be able to be my authentic self? And it's tricky. And getting help with that from a counselor or someone who, a spiritual leader, someone that you trust, who can just really sit and help you break it down. You know, it's kind of a deconstructing process. And sometimes you have to backtrack. Well, this was preceded by this, and then this event was preceded by this event, and you backtrack all the way back to, oh, that's where it was. That's where, you know, the, you know, in an epidemic, they usually call it patient zero. That's where it started. That's where it came in. And once you can backtrack to that, and it may take a while, but figuring out what was it that created the zombie? What was the action? What was the hurt? What was the hurt response? How was it suppressed at that time that it wasn't allowed to just stop being? How was the energy not transformed? And maybe it reaches a point where it's like, well, I know this happened and this happened and this happened, but before then, I'm just kind of fuzzy on it. And I've known lots of folks who have held grudges and arguments for years and years and years, and yet if you ask them what actually started it, no one can remember. It's just the anger became the pattern. The irritation became the pattern. No matter what that person said, there would be some sort of little snide response. And phrases like always and never. Oh, well, they're always like this. Or they never, you know, help out. And those preconceived notions and those stories that get attached to it, that becomes the undead issue. And no matter how many times you say, you know, no, I'm over it, I forgive you, I'm over it, it's still there. Because it doesn't go to the heart of what the hurt was. When you can get to the heart of the hurt, that's actually where the freedom comes in. That allows the undead issue to finally rest in peace. And by working with this, I mean, it, depending on what type of issue it is, it may take a little bit of time. And it may take some help. It may take really owning up to some stuff that, you know, maybe isn't so comfortable to own up to. Figuring out what our parts in these things were. Wow, you know, I was there too. What was my reaction? How did I add to this? And the best part of the zombie plan is figuring out how to not have any more zombies come back. One of the best ways to do that for these emotional zombies, these undead issues, is don't let them take root. When an issue comes up, deal with it. Talk about it. I mean, if it's the height of emotion right in that moment, go, okay, we're not going to talk about this now, and we are going to talk about it in a few days when, you know, we can calm down, or, you know, give yourself a cooling off period. And then talk about it. Really find out what it was that the other person needed to say. And make sure you say what you need to say. Zombies are created when we don't put things to rest properly. It's created when well, I'm going to stop the argument, or I'm going to just say what I need to say to stop this discussion now because the discussion is uncomfortable. But that doesn't stop it. It just buries it. And I think that it's really important when we're angry and when we're upset that we say it. But don't bring up, it's like, well, and then there was all these other times. It's like, no, this situation, this particular moment, this is what I'm upset about, and this is why. It's not that anybody always does anything. It's not that anybody never does anything. But in this moment, a comment maybe that was made, I really did not appreciate that comment. And the other person made it, it's like, well, I don't get it. I don't understand. Why are you upset? I don't see why that comment upsets you. It doesn't matter whether or not they see it. Your expression, I really did not appreciate that comment. It was hurtful to me. And that would be the opportunity for the other person to say, it wasn't my intention. I'm sorry. I'll make it up if I can. And sometimes people won't acknowledge that. And it'll be, you know, well, I don't see why you're so upset. You're just way too sensitive. You always, that's where the always and the never come in. You know, you always take things so personally. It doesn't matter. In that moment, even if it's just you saying, I did not appreciate that, and I will not listen to it again, they don't have to be involved in you putting the undead issue to rest. By just doing that, you've put it to rest. Because it didn't have anything to do with them. It had to do with the story that was building inside of you. So let us avoid a zombie apocalypse, and we can keep the undead thoughts and issues from coming back. Let them be what they were meant to be, learning opportunities, chances for us to gain in wisdom and in compassion, and to understand our humanity, to be able to forgive ourselves, and to be able to forgive others. So, what's your zombie plan? Figure it out. You can. And if you need help, you can get a hold of me, and I am perfectly happy to help you with your zombie plan. But remember, this is your plan, and I wish you the best of luck with it. So I thank you for joining me, and we'll be back next Thursday. I will be logging into the chat room after the show. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggested zombie plans, then let me know. Otherwise, if you'd like to find out more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com, or you can email me at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. We have lots of events that come up. We have, you know, especially for those who are here in the Bay Area, if you're interested in coming to the events we do, or if you would like me to contact you, if you have a group that you think, you know, would enjoy us all sitting together and talking about subjects, you can go to the website and join our mailing list. You can also friend me on Facebook or like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. All these technological things are just so exciting. So, in the meantime, until next time, I wish you blessings. I wish you balance. I wish you wonderful relationships that enhance and deepen your life. And for those that are conflicts, I wish you help and health in letting them go. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.